things started out bad, and they've only been getting worse. About a year and a half ago, the dead began rising from their graves, and the skull appeared in the heavens. Moon, visible both day and night, hung in the skies, dominating the vision of any who dared look upwards. Day by day, it seemed to grow, to take up far more space than any heavenly body should. Citizens the world over tried to maintain the normalcy of their daily lives, but plague, famine, and the walking dead seemed to be spreading as far as the eye could see. The Gamers Haven Podcast presents Pathfinder, All That Remains. FRP Games is an online retailer specializing in all aspects of your tabletop gaming needs. Whether it's RPGs, dice, war games, or computer games, FRP Games has a wide selection of products. They offer overstock items where you can pick up all kinds of gaming gear ranging from 30% off all the way up to 90% off the retail price. Through our website, you'll be directed to their weekly new products, eBay auctions, or you can even buy your special gaming someone a gift certificate. FRP Games is an authorized Wizards of the Coast retailer and for 10 years has been committed to providing each customer with the highest standard of customer service possible. Visit our website for instant access to FRP Games' inventory of thousands of unique gaming items.
Vorpal Network is the bomb, the cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D, movies, video games, RPGs. Finding it's easy, just stay calm. VorpalNetwork.com.
Picture yourself going about your day.
Oh my god, I'm dying.
No.
Okay.
At this point in time, your character, from what you described to me, you're going to have left the inn.
What is that?
It's a quarterstaff and your sling.
Okay.
You don't have any other kit or material or anything.
All right.
Okay, so you guys all made it to the keep.
Ow, I'm getting this thing open.
You all made it to the keep safely. After the horrible zombie apocalypse began. And as you guys all have sort of, you know, run in and you're sort of taking stock of things, you know, was I seriously injured? Was I hit? How, you know, who's around? You hear the gates creak open. And this little gnome with, what color is your hair?
Red.
Yep.
With bright red, like fire engine red hair and pink skin, comes darting in the gates. And they close shut with this loud boom that just seems to echo throughout the entire keep. And there's a sense of finality about it. Like, the guards who were on gate duty sort of turn away from the gate winches, and no matter what's going on, it looks like the gates are not going to be open again tonight. And normally in the keep, you know, the portion just inside the walls is lit by torches and the like, you know, and the oil lanterns. But tonight, it is sort of lit from beyond because that bright orangish glow of the fire is not just on the portion of the keep where the gate is. It is spread through the entirety of the city. And the keep is surrounded, surrounded by fire. For those of you who are on the city guard, which would be Hector Black and Shvelka, By the way? Should I call you Smith?
Yes, you should.
Okay, so Shvelka is now
Agent Smith.
Mr. Anderson. Anyway,
You
guys have helped, you know, put out small fires before. And it's usually, I mean, it's pretty humid down in this area. You guys are pretty far south. But you've never, ever seen a fire spread this quickly before. Now, it did pass through the magic district. Who knows what those crazy spellcasters keep in their places. But that's only the area directly in front of the gates of the keep. Beyond that, you don't know what would have caused it to spread so rapidly. And the only other source of... The only other source of light, which actually makes things look pretty grim and gruesome, is the reddish light that's coming from the skull moon above you. So you guys have all just made it into the keep. You can hear people around there's the sounds of crying. You can hear someone shouting for their child. You know, it's a pretty dark and dank scene. So what are each of you currently doing?
So we're all just kind of like right there inside the gate.
You've made it into the gate. You've been in. It's been about half an hour since you guys arrived at the end of last session. So you've had some time to do whatever you would have been doing in the interim. And then the gnome scoots in and they call a halt to opening the gate because they basically just deemed that there are going to be no more survivors. They're going to make it through the conflagration that's surrounding the keep. So, Smith, what are you doing? Okay.
Pass.
I would guess that you're probably going to report to your commander.
Reporting to my senior officer, of course.
All right, and Hector and Black, can I assume the same thing? Okay, Lita, what are you doing?
I have an outside question for you. Are you like the kind of guy that would have visited me before?
Probably.
Okay. Well, I'm like him and some other people that I would know, I would go to them. And
okay.
I would say probably.
Go for it. What are you saying?
I would say probably. Yeah, I was answering. Okay. I was answering this question.
Yeah, so you're saying.
Let me see who all has survived. Oddly enough, they're all guardsmen. there are the guards that are manning the walls. And then there are groups that that the commanding officer has sort of called to a small conference, like off to one side of the keep. The commander of the entire city watch is actually the high battle priest of Tempest, who is out of the keep right now. He's actually out of the city. He was taking a squadron of soldiers into a raid on a raid into the Bandit Wastes, and they had been gone for about 3 or 4 days. And it's usual that's what, you know, he'll take a group out every now and again because, I mean, he's a priest of the Lord of Battles. You know, he's gonna go out and fight himself. So he is gone. Oh, yeah. Massive meatball subconsumption.
What's the problem?
Give him one more.
Dan's like...
Looks like he's administering fellatio to the sub.
Alright.
Anyway.
And enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
And with him, and this is a little unusual...
Fellatio. That's a good character name.
Wow. But accompanying him on this excursion into the Bandit Wastes were both the captain of the guard and the daymaster of the guard. There's a daymaster and a nightmaster, guys who like the sergeants who handle The two shifts. Yeah, if you guys who are listening to this can hear the baby in the background, we're babysitting. He just cries a lot. Anyway, so those guys are all gone. If you guys would like to make note of their names, the High Battle Priest of Tempest is named Verin Bargor.
Either of us would.
The guard captain.
Verin who?
Verin. V U R A N.
V U R.
Bargor. B A R G O R.
And who is he?
He's the High Battle Priest of Tempest. aside from the Lord of the City, he's the next most powerful guy in town. And he is, he's pretty much a co-ruler of the city. The captain of the guard is named Sten Armthor, and he is also out right now. And the Daymaster is named Joral Hendred. The lord of the city is a man named Farron Onehand, for good reason. He's not a cleric or anything, but he is a follower of the Lord of Battles, and so.
He was napping when I got there, but.
Now, see, that was very mean of them.
Anyway.
Baby sleeps in a baby sleep.
And, Farron usually doesn't get involved in too many of the day-to-day bits of the city. He actually leaves that to Verin. Farron, you can actually look up and you can see him pacing the battlements. Like, he's watching his city burn right now. Pretty much the guards all just sort of snap to attention when he walks by and stay at attention. So in one circuit, like, all of the guards on the battlements are standing firmly at attention, and Farron is just sort of walking around the edges of the city, or the perimeter of the keep. And then the Nightmaster is the guy who has you called together for a conference. His name is Fenric Hendred. He is Joral's brother. So the two brothers are the Nightmaster and the Daymaster of the watch.
Okay, he's the Nightmaster.
Yeah. So he's the one who is talking to you guys right now, and basically he's just asking for a disposition report of the city, like what happened. It's okay. Just bring him in.
The business is see if I look for him. If I look for him.
But he was okay when he was looking at us there.
It'll be fine. Anyway, just pardon the ambient noise. We have a fussy baby here. Anyway, so Fenric is basically just asking. He's debriefing you. He's just asking for a rundown of what was it? What did you face? What did you see? Obviously, the city's on fire. He's not blind, so he knows. He's pretty certain that nothing is going to be getting into. That nothing is going to be getting into the keep anytime soon. So, he figures that things are pretty much safe, but he's trying to get an idea of how to figure out what to do next.
He won't take it.
Is there anything you guys are specifically relaying to him? Or
am I?
If you're like, following the other guard team up over there. As soon as you get close and Fenrir calls the conference, he just tells you to leave. I mean, he's not unkind about it. He's just very firm that he has to speak to his men right now. And, you know Fenrir.
Right.
He's been around. He's not a mean dude, right. And you're bright enough to realize that this might be a time to sidle off a little bit. So is there anything specific you guys are going to relay to him, or?
I'd let him know about the undead problem.
Yeah, he's gotten reports. You guys weren't the only guardsmen out on patrol. There were a few others who are standing with you.
It's the problem of the undead, sir.
You've got, and you can keep track of these names if you want to, but you've got a guardsman, and these are all people that you sort of know. So there's a guy named Korik, there's a guy named Michael, there are two brothers, not the sharpest knives in the drawer, named Burn and Gurn, and there's actually a gnome named Runkin. And you guys are sort of, you know, you don't have rank or anything, but you're the ones that were out on patrol that night, so you're the ones he's talking to. So, yeah, he takes note of the, zombies, undead. It
seems like the best way to kill them is to off with their heads, sir.
Did they seem easier to kill than typical undead, right? Did we discuss that?
They were moving faster than...
But more easily felt, were they not?
Kind of squishy, yeah.
Yeah, but kind of squishy.
this is exactly...
Squishy.
Yeah.
Kind of squishy.
So you guys are sort of giving your rundown. Black and Smith, you guys are sort of providing some clerical knowledge to it.
It's not
good. You know, based on your studies, you know, how you've found undead before and you've dealt with them. While all of you are being debriefed, each of you give me a perception check.
Oh, shit,
dice are handy. Yeah, dice are useful for this game, not you.
Okay.
I got a
19.
I'm going
to get to you in a second. Yeah. A what?
19.
All right.
Ooh, I see nothing. 10.
19.
Okay, with a 10, Smith, you're just engrossed in the conversation. with a 19, the two of you see that one of the guards who's with you, Michael, has a hastily made bandage over one arm, but it just looks like he got a scrape. You know, like he somehow got injured when he was running back to the city. You know, it's just something you happen to take note of, because that's the only real injury that you see amongst all of you. Okay, so Lita, you've politely been told to bugger off real quick, and
now that I know how the infection spread at this point. Okay, so
no, you guys can make me a knowledge religion for that, but we're gonna come back to you in just a second. Yesabrilla, you just got into the gates,
yes,
and
I don't have it.
Basically, you know, you were coming from one of the nicer inns that's actually located in the sort of the fine shop area on the northern part of the town, which is almost exactly opposite the gate.
Okay.
And so you had to run to the keep and like creep your way around the wall because the fire began to spread pretty quickly.
Okay.
And by the time you got into the keep, it was like towering inferno. You know, you're getting your skin's not just pink because it's pink. It's
right.
It's like
extra
red
pink.
From, it's like getting a sunburn.
Right.
You basically have first degree burns, you know, from just the heat of this fire. So you just got into the door.
Yes.
And felt it shut behind you. So what are you,
I'm going to head towards the center, so I'm kind of singed right now.
Head towards what, I'm sorry?
Like the center of, okay. Like, I'm kind of confused still, but as I go along, I want to make a luck check just like see if I can spot any like coins and stuff that people have dropped.
Since okay,
like,
yeah.
Been running.
Just make a perception check.
Okay.
Where
do you go, please? 17.
Yeah, you managed to find yourself 7 copper, 4 silver, and 2 gold pieces that people have just, they've been jingling. I mean, you can have found those on your way in, you know, that people have just, you know, coins spilling out and, you know, various things of that nature. So, okay, so there is a well in the middle of the keep, and there's a small horse stable, one part of it. And so there's a trough there, so if you like want to go
yes.
and cool down,
like
you can...
Alright,
so you're splashing yourself with horse water. Okay, Lita, is there anything specific you're doing?
Not really.
Making googly eyes.
No, not making googly eyes. Just hanging out, waiting for my boys to get done with their meeting.
Okay. All right, well, the debriefing doesn't take too much longer. Do you guys make your knowledge religion checks?
I don't have it.
Oh, 14. Okay.
Nice.
Less than 14.
The only thing, and this is a common thread throughout all of the guardsmen's recounting of what
so
happened.
Time
this evening,
knowledge, like,
there's no general okay. knowledge. It's just what if you have a specific knowledge skill, you can use that. But
engineering, dungeoneering.
Nope. Sorry. A common thread throughout all of the stories is that, aside from, you know, the general problems that the entire world seems to have been having, nothing started tonight until that creepy green fog was spotted.
I don't think it's gassy.
And, you know, Fenric, you know, finishes debriefing you and tells you guys, I mean, there's not a whole lot of protocol for this. Usually, you don't have to face the challenge of a massive, you know, internal undead threat plus the city burning down. So Fenric is more than a little frazzled right now, and all of you look a little bit at loose ends. You know, you're just a little shaken up by this. So Fenric basically tells you to stand down for the evening. You guys were all on patrol, so your duties are pretty much taken care of for the time being. Keep your eyes open and wait for orders. The entire inside of the keep is basically within shouting distance. So,
is there a tavern inside keep walls?
There's no tavern inside
the
keep.
Is the fire still raging?
The fire is burning brightly. In
so
fact,
is everything still within shouting distance? Can we even hear each other?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
and I'm going to go start telling my story of how I took on 4 of the zombies single-handed.
Okay, so you guys all start dispersing, and you begin recounting your story of taking out the zombies. And Fenric heads up to the battlements, and you can see Farron one hand standing there, and you know he stops to converse with Fenric. So, all right, so you're doing that.
Just hanging out. All right,
so, Lita, are you meeting up with any of the guards? They've sort of dispersed now, and they look like they're not on patrol. They're just sort of collecting themselves, and you can hear Hector talking on about how he fought for them single-handedly.
Well, I'll go, not like talk to him, but go listen in.
Yeah, so you're sort of on the edge of the group,
right.
And one of them actually just sort of beckons to you, not like real subtly, like he's, and he doesn't look like he's looking for the usual type of companionship. If you walk over to him, all right, it's Corrick.
Okay.
When you walk over, pretty much, he just sort of puts his arm around your waist and rests his hand on your hip. Just, it's almost like a security blanket.
Right.
Like he just wants something nice near him right now because it's been a bit of a rough evening. It's not lecherous. He didn't reach down and grab your butt or anything.
Right.
You know, he just. And as soon as you walk near and his arm is around you, he, like, you can feel him relax. Like, he just... So, you guys are all conversing and talking about what had been going on. Are you doing anything specific, Whack? So you're just sort of hanging out?
In the shadows.
All right, so you're hanging back to the periphery of the group. And Smith, anything specific you want to recount or relay?
What's up my innkeeper dude?
You're talking to your hand, I can't hear you.
What's up with my innkeeper dude? Is he, how are you?
Oh yeah,
done?
Yeah, now that the sort of the panic of the situation has calmed down, you actually do remember his name. His name is Shten. Shten Grender. He has a very determined look on his face, and he's actually sitting with his back against the well near the middle of the keep, and he's found a whetstone from somewhere, And he's sitting there with his cleavers, and you can hear just the shink, shink. He's just very methodically sharpening his cleavers. Like, he sharpens the one on both sides and sets it down and sharpens the other and then picks up the first one and sharpens and sets it down and sharpens the second one. And, like, at this point in time, the edge of that cleaver could probably split frog hair. You don't quite know how they could get much sharper.
That's how sharp it is.
Yeah.
He
just has this sort of distant...
You need a baby Bjorn.
This distant look in his eyes. He's not all there right now.
Like, he's been through this before and he wants to kill some zombies.
It's not like... He's not having flashbacks. He's not like a non-veteran. Zombies. It was zombies. Drowse in the trees!
Don't die again!
He's there. He's around. And you can see a few other... a few other people, around... Are you specifically looking to see who else is there?
I just am.
Okay.
Can I talk to him?
Yeah, you can walk up to him.
Thanks for all your help. Did I help him?
Nope.
It was sort of a mutual sort of situation because he came busting out of his came out and a zombie was chasing him, but he turned as soon as he.
Nice fighting the undead with you.
He just sort of, bobs his head in a real quick nod, but his pace doesn't stop. He's just shink, shink, and he says, not the way I expected my neck to go. Shink, shink, shink.
It's kind of creepy.
Shink.
I'll say that to him. I'm
right.
Just thinking. Like, all right, well, good talking. I'm going to go check something out over here.
All right, make me a perception check.
A little better. 17?
It's a little difficult to make out in the dim sort of flickering light that's permeating this, but you look at his right forearm, and you see a couple lines in it that are much darker. And as you say that, and you sort of walk away, you glance back, and as he's set down one of the cleavers, like he's getting ready to set it down, like he's going to go back to the other one and start sharpening it, he tests the edge of it on his arm and makes another line, and then picks up the other cleaver and shink, shink.
Wow. Yeah, I was going to say, he's a cutter, yeah.
Maybe it's a notch for every zombie he killed.
I didn't know what to do with that. This is creepy.
So I'm going to finish telling up my story, and then I'm going to find my bunk.
Okay, you go. Being a guardsman, you're already a very light sleeper, so if there's an alarm, you're going to be... It's like a fireman. You're going to be up in a flash. So the group of guardsmen sort of disperses... a little bit, some time passes. A couple hours go by, and you guys are you if nothing happens in a few hours, are you guys gonna all try and get some rest, or what do you?
I'm sleeping right now.
Okay, so you curl up by the water trough and just go to sleep.
I've taken all the rations I gathered back to my quarters.
Right okay.
I'm asking around if anybody's got an extra cod or...
Korik's taking care of you.
Korik sort of just guides you along with his hand. It's still resting on you. And, when you get to the cot, he doesn't make a move or anything. He just wants to cuddle. Hold me. Just hold me.
He wants to spoon.
it's tight quarters. Like, when he falls asleep, you sort of just slip out from under his arm and grab a pillow and curl up on the floor because it's a single bed. It's like a little cot. There's no way you're actually going to fit comfortably.
Right.
But he looks to be resting pretty peacefully, as peacefully as he can. You can still hear the noises of some crying outside. As far as the other survivors, there were some... most of the people that are in there are either townsfolk or serving staff from the keep itself. And then there are a few... Actually, the ones who are making the most noise throughout all of this are some of the nobles from the rich district and the outlying area where you were running through. A bunch of them actually made it back, and there are two who are just complaining extremely loudly. It's the kind of ridiculous complaints that you would almost expect to hear from a pompous noble, like, "Well, this is unacceptable. I demand you put this fire out immediately, disperse these monstrosities, and let me return to my home." And, like, as you're sort of walking in to go to bed, Fenric is left dealing with them, and it's two nobles, one in, finely crafted, or finely cut, like, silk doublet, like, it looks like he, was dressed in, like, receiving clothes, even though it was sort of later into the evening when all this went down, and you recognize them as the Chalets. That's their last name. Specifically, Lemthala and Kern. And Kern is the guy, and he's the one reading Fenric the Riot Act. And Lemthala is standing there, like, looking imperious and pompous, and any time one of the, like, a townsperson just even walks near her, she sort of just shies away, not like she's scared, but, "Oh, don't you touch me, you filthy thing!" Like, they just seem to have no grasp of what's going on. So, a few hours pass. And you guys are getting some rest, and before dawn breaks, you hear the alarm bell go off. Now, it's not the flood, fire, famine, the "oh crap, something's going down" alarm bell. They just gong it slowly, and it basically means, "Get up, there's an announcement." So, basically everyone, those who got some sleep and those that didn't, you're all going to get up now. I need everyone to make me a fortitude save real quick.
Five. 22. 5. 5. 22. 20. 14.
Okay, if you beat a 15, then you're gonna be okay. If you roll less than the 15, you're gonna be fatigued. Just you're real tired and beaten down by what happened. So any checks that you have to make, including those in combat, you're gonna take a -2 penalty to them until you get some good sleep.
You're gonna cooperate.
So, you guys all gather in the middle of the keep, and just to give you an idea of the construction of the keep real quick, if you're looking at it, north is the top of where, this is the bottom section of it, the gate is over here, so you guys all came in here, and there's the main courtyard in this area, and then above that is another wall with a gate set into it. And the actual keep itself is inside of that.
What is it?
Castle, basically.
But, like, the actual...
There's a big set of walls around.
Okay.
You're in the internal area that's known as the Bailey.
Okay.
Which also is where the guardsmen's barracks are.
What's going on here? Have a dad and a cry?
We're okay.
Okay.
Content.
So, on this other internal wall, which is also defensible against, attack... you can see Farron One Hand is standing up there, waiting for everyone to gather. Yeah, he. He's the ruler of the city. He's the lord.
He's the HMIC.
Yes. He's a fighter. He lost it in one of the skirmishes against the bandits in the wastes.
He lost it, Nom.
That's
two of those.
I'm gonna bounce you if you sit down.
He waits for everyone to gather, and you guys look around, and with all the serving staff, all the townsfolk, all the nobles, the other guardsmen, and everyone, there are fewer than 50 people inside the keep. The population of the town was a little less than 3,500 when this happened. Now, some people were out of town, like that patrol, but the patrol was sizable. It was about 15 to 20 guardsmen, other clerics of Tempest, things of that nature.
Yeah.
But
you think this is funny? You think this
yeah.
Funny?
The attrition has been bad. So Farrand is standing up there. The sort of dim pre-dawn glow has begun sort of filtering through, and as the sky begins to lighten, you know, you guys look up, and through the smoke you can make out two things. One is the skull in the sky, and the second is the sky is green. The sky is a pale green color rather than the usual everyday blue that you're used to. So he stands up there and he begins to give an address. It's almost like a battle speech, because that's sort of the guy that he is. So it's, you know, like not quite once more into the breach, dear friends, once more, but basically saying, look, things are bad, but Tempest rewards those who stand fast in the face of adversity, and basically we're gonna make it through this. And he gives this sort of, you know, this rousing speech. Everyone make me a sense motive check real quick.
4.
19.
6.
All of you think this guy means it. Like, the check wasn't so much to see whether or not he was telling the truth, but whether or not you believed him.
Right.
And you look around, and most of the heads of the people around are sort of nodding in agreement. You can see people, their backs are straightening a little bit. They're, you know, standing up. Like, some of the townsfolk have shovels and a pitchfork that here, you know, the cleavers there, whatever they could grab.
The cleavers.
Yeah. And
the guy's still sharpening his cleavers?
No, he is not. And they're all just sort of standing up a little bit straighter. And the only ones that sort of have their arms crossed and are muttering to themselves are those two nobles who were giving Fenric a hard time a few hours ago. So he basically, he officially promotes Fenric to acting guard captain, because that's the way the things work, and gives you guys the details of what your duties are going to be. He says that they've got the stock of the stores that are in the keep. There's a well with potable water that is plenty deep, so that should be fine. And they're pretty sure that there's enough food in the keep for everybody for about a week. By that point in time, the fire should have died down, and you guys are going to be able to proceed out into the city and see what the state of affairs is. So he delivers that speech and disperses the crowd. So some of the other guardsmen are set up like as temporary quartermaster. You know, there's just a distribution of things, and things seem to be moving along fairly well. You guys are all given individual duties. The guards, actually everyone's sort of, whether or not you're a guardsman, you're sort of thrust into service. Isabella, you are told to guard the well.
Okay.
So you are told to stand by the well and make sure that no one comes near it unless they're wearing a guardsman's uniform.
Okay.
Lita, you are in charge of some of the basic equipment distribution. Basically, you're an assistant to the quartermaster. What that means for you is your job is to tell people no right now. Because everything is going to be tightly defined and regimented. Black, are you conscious? Okay. Black and Smith and Hector, you guys, having been out in the city, are given an off shift right now. So you can continue getting your rest, because the guardsmen on the wall, there's not much to watch but a fire right now. So they're okay pulling a double shift. You guys who are out in the city are the ones that need your rest. So all of you... So are there any specific things you guys want to do before you head down for a few
hours? Is there an armory in the...
Yes.
Okay, well, I want to look for like a long sword.
The quartermaster is standing in front of the armory with all the other goods, and he stops.
He's saying no.
Yeah, he says... We're only going to be, other than what you've got on you, we're only going to be arming active duty guards.
Gotcha.
We want to make sure...
So they come back when I'm on
duty. So, yeah, when your shift starts in 8 hours,
gotcha.
Actually, it's about 4 hours, so you can finish getting the rest of your sleep. When your shift starts in 4 hours, you're going to report to me immediately, and you'll get kitted out.
All right. Then I'm going back to my bunk.
Okay, you go back to your bunk. Okay. So, Smith, you're doing the same thing, and Black, you're going... All right. The three of you make me a perception check.
Oh, God.
You're going to
get
your new baby. 18. I critted. So it's a 21.
Okay. 23.
Oh, yeah, I critted. I got my
20. Awesome. Yeah, if you roll a natural 20, write it down.
Oh,
experience.
God.
Remember.
That's right.
Yes, critical experience.
If you get a crit or a critical miss.
Yeah, a natural 20, natural 1. Okay, so Smith and Hector, as you guys are bedding down, you notice that all of the guards who are out on rotation are there except for Michael.
Is that the one that had the arm thing?
Yeah.
I think he'd been killified.
Well, if I see that, I'm going to go look for him instead of going to my bunk.
Okay, all right, so are you doing anything, Smith?
Yeah, I'm going with you.
Okay.
All right, so...
I ask where they're going.
Michael's missing.
I'm going with you.
I think he rode his boat ashore. Hallelujah.
Okay, so...
I'm going to beat that boot.
I'm going to roll survival to try and find him.
Well, you don't have the tracking feat, so you... I mean,
survival is a class skill for a fighter.
But you have to have the tracking feat to be able to track with it.
Okay.
It's to be able to survive out in the wilderness otherwise. Well, you guys head out and you begin looking around. Perception check for your searching, real quick. The DC for this one's 25.
I'm not going to get it unless I crit.
Well, even if you crit, it's just your modifier. There's no way to...
Yeah, I didn't get it.
Can we ask somebody?
Okay.
What would you look for?
Well, this is asking, this is looking around. I'm just using perception for all of it. Because in Pathfinder, diplomacy is used for gather information, but since you're looking as well as... So you guys look around, and you don't see him anywhere. Now, the door to the keep is, to the actual, castle part, is shut. Obviously, the front gate is shut. You know, in theory, there are only so many places that a person could hide if he had some reason to hide.
Then I'm going back to the quartermaster, and I'm letting him know that he was injured.
Okay.
And he is now missing.
Okay.
Word.
All right, you go back and he just has a puzzled look on his face. He's like, well, the injury, did it look bad?
It was bandaged. I couldn't.
I mean, it was just a regular, like he had torn a strip of clean cloth off of something and just wrapped it around his arm. Like he didn't seem like he was in pain or.
It didn't seem like much, but I mean, was it blood soaked?
Not really. I mean, there was a little bit, but it wasn't like it was a gusher. Like he was using it as a tourniquet,
He was injured in some manner, and it was just a simple bandage on his arm, but the fact that he's missing now bothers me. When we have such few numbers anyway.
Myself too. Oh, okay. I tell you what. You guys go back to your bunk. Get your rest. You'll need to be... we'll need as many fresh eyes as we can. Yeah. So I'll tell Fenric and you guys go and get some sleep.
Yes, sir.
All right. So you guys head back to your bunk. Lita, what are you doing after the... Oh, yeah, you're with the quartermaster. I've already... I gave you your... Right. All right, so... So you guys all take up your positions. You know, you're sort of in your... you're sort of in, you know, in your bunks. And a couple hours go by. I need all of you to make me perception checks. I'm apparently a fan of perception checks tonight.
27.
Okay.
9.
8. Okay. The three of you.
Sorry, I gotta tell him.
All right. The three of you guardsmen are all fast asleep, so you don't hear anything. Isobria, you are fascinated by the patterns of light dancing across the surface of the water, way down in the well. Like, you can just make out little speckles of light, and you're just like, ooh. Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
And, Lita, you hear a blood-curdling scream come from across the courtyard by the edge of one of the walls.
Okay.
You look over, and... a group of the townsfolk had sort of made a makeshift camp over in that area, and one of them, a woman, is just tearing ass across the courtyard. Her dress is ripped. You can see, I mean, well, really high, like you've got like eagle eye out there. It looks like she has claw marks across, diagonally across her chest, down to just above her left breast. And the upper portion of her right arm looks like it's mangled in some way. And she is running, and that entire area just erupts into a panic. They're shouting, people are running, and you have no idea what's going on.
So I'm going to find the quartermaster, make sure that he's seen or heard this, since I was right there with him.
He says, go find Fenric.
Okay. So I shall go find him.
Okay. Fenric is actually up on top of the walls for all of the talk about getting rest and everything. He's apparently taking his captain of the guard duties very seriously, and he is standing on one of the walls looking out at the city. So it's going to take you probably two rounds of running to get up to him.
Can do that.
All right. So you're still, you're like...
Do I think that there's something in there, or is it just like the reflections?
Yeah, you're just looking at the reflections. Okay. It's, you're basically distracted is the...
Yes. That's the gist of it.
Dun, 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 dun.
Or like this. Dun,
dun. Underneath?
Yeah.
Of
course. You're giant.
So yeah, you run up there. You go, there's a set of stairs, you make it up the stairs and you run over. By that point in time, you actually meet Fenric coming, because he hears this and figures out what's going, you know, he knows there's something going on. And he's like, so like he's running right at you.
Okay.
So
I'm going to basically start slowing down, look him in the eye. You know, obviously he sees me.
Yeah.
Say, so you know what's going on, and turn around and head with him.
Yes, there's screaming. And so you guys both book it down there. You'll see them running past.
Okay.
You're not completely fascinated by all of this. And by this point in time, it's been a little while. It is midday, it's mid-morning. You guys are both sleeping, you know, while it's light out. Because you're usually on the night shift, or on the day shift anyway. So you guys all wake up and you can hear the commotion outside. So it's going to take you just a little bit to get up and at them. But you guys run over, and the woman is standing there, and she's just sort of clinging on to a guardsman, and she just keeps repeating over, he bit me, and the guardsman's like, who bit you? The other one, I don't know his name, another guardsman, he bit me.
Okay.
Where is he?
We're not there yet.
Why? Yeah, because you guys were asleep.
Somebody else can worry.
It's one of you two.
Well, I mean...
What? I'm still, like, trailing behind. I'm kind of like...
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm kind of going, a guardsman?
Yeah. Benrick says, well, where is he now?
Thank you.
I don't know. I just ran, and then you hear a voice from the crowd say, He ducked down the sewer!
Steal the sewers, kill the chick. It's called a
day. Well...
What?
You guys all wake... You know, you're up, and you make it out there, and you get out there in time to hear Farron shout for a guard detail to go down into the sewers.
Got it. Are we it? We're in,
are we? You're it.
Can I go for not it?
He basically, like, he proceeds from the back, and Fender greets him real quick, and he looks around and just, you know, seemingly at random goes, you, and you. And points to...
We're going all lame as Rob.
points to Korik and Runkin and says, go find out what happened. The entrance is over that way. And he is a man who brooks no argument, so...
I start running toward him. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Yes. Are we all kitted out? We're ready to go?
Yeah, you got your stuff.
We have rations? Whatever was
in your pack... Before you got.
Well, before I went to bed, I put all those. Remember all that stuff? Okay.
Yeah, you got it all.
I'm just saying, I got food.
And when Hector gets back, I'll.
Hey!
I figured
once I get here, it'll be a good time to.
Okay. Hector will be able to get his long sword and his shield because the quartermaster remembered. You know, he was requesting something. Actually, the quartermaster is standing in front of. You know, by the entrance, and he stops everyone real quick and says, yeah, does everyone have what they need?
Okay, sorry,
I'm counting down how much time you have to answer, man.
Oh, well, this is a question outside. Uh-huh. Was I pointed at? Okay. I wasn't sure about that. Okay.
Basically, martial law has been declared.
Right.
You guys are all draftable.
Okay. I didn't know if I was in the pointing, though.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. What
does everyone have?
Absolutely nothing.
Your answer would be no.
You got your quarter staff in your
Yeah, seat. I think that's all I need.
She's not going to watch it. Did you hear... What the
jumped on the well.
Yeah, and Farron, the Lord, has he pointed around and he went, you, and you two.
Bye.
Go after him. Like he just, it's like a seemingly random. So you get up there.
This is a new day spell wise?
Yeah, it is.
It would be, but you'd have to have an hour to prepare. If you want to have done that, I'll be nice and say you'll have an hour. Had an hour to. And you didn't do all of your sleeping.
I did.
So
you don't have to.
Right now, you took the time.
I have to prepare.
And, you don't have any.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
not
right. But I basically, see you. What are you guys?
Your spells are going to be.
What are they?
Actually, you know what? It's not in keeping with it.
Human.
Whatever spells you used last night, those are still gone. Like, you have to study for... You have to pray for an hour, basically.
Half-orc.
Then do I still have my...
You have what you have.
What are you?
What so whatever you still race. Had available last night, you still got.
Okay.
So I just didn't even have it.
So you're full up.
I don't like
yeah, you only cast the hive mind.
3 foot.
Yeah.
So
you
have 5 foot.
Again.
Okay. So and you
like,
multiple
like,
times.
I'm still like looking at you. You're 2 feet taller.
It's okay.
I don't like this.
So I did
one
time, or I
didn't. No, you did. Because you were kind of woken up by all the alarm.
Okay, well then
yeah.
Is it still active?
No.
Because it lasted
no.
for 10 hours.
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Yeah.
Right.
10 hours and minutes.
Nice try. That would be awesome. But...
Alright, so I'm already down the well before we figure out
well,
this
no,
out.
Well, no, the quartermaster's standing in front of the, standing by the entrance, and he goes, stop. Does everything have what they need? Does everyone have everything? He's a little flustered. Does everyone have what they need?
Besides all my spells.
Yes, you've got all your spells. You didn't use any.
You have a long sword and a shield that I can take?
He sends someone running over to the armory and comes back with a long sword and a shield.
Sweet. Is it just plus one shield?
It's a large shield, so it's going to be plus two to your armor class.
Do I have ammunition for my sling? Is it just like whatever? Or is it...
It's a D3 plus your strength modifier for damage.
I didn't know if I need like...
Stuff. Okay. Yep. Okay, so does anyone need anything else? Any other equipment of any kind?
We probably would all need torches.
Yep.
We need torches.
Okay, so yeah, he's got a few torches staying there. He said just be careful. If you smell sewer smell, douse them.
Yeah.
Because sewer gas is explosive.
Right.
I have information, right?
And I need we need rope to navigate
we don't.
Sewers.
Right.
Okay.
I have some.
I don't.
There's 100 feet of rope available. You've got one more request because he only has so much time to run in before Farron gets really restless.
Chalk to mark on the wall so we can get back to this entrance.
And a piece of chalk. Okay, so.
Write that down.
Yeah, right,
did we all get a piece of chalk?
No, a piece of chalk.
He's got the chalk.
We couldn't grab five.
I got it.
He may not have had 5 pieces of chalk.
Okay, so you guys all get ready. Burn and Gurn are the two other guardsmen that got pointed toward.
Can we tell them to guard the sewer entrance?
Once you get down there, maybe, sure.
Why don't we tell them to go first?
Burn and Gurn go down first. All right. So, you, what is the marching order after that?
I'll go next.
All right. So, Hector.
We don't have a you. Oh, you're a rogue. Maybe you should go.
I ran
first,
over
first.
Pretty quickly, so I'm like.
Oh yeah,
she's
in front of you. She's like, ooh, I'm going.
I'll be behind her.
Maybe back trudging.
Are you female or male? Sorry.
Well, I'm going to be with Burn and Gurn. Does that make sense?
You're female, right?
Yes.
I'm charging in the back, grumbling.
Okay, so then it's Burn,
me.
You.
I'm ahead of everyone.
You're
so
down
I, like,
there like
ran
first.
Over there.
Okay. You're in
yes.
front of Burn and Gurn. Okay.
No, not from them.
Oh, right.
Them, then me, then you, right?
I don't know.
He just hates life.
I don't know.
I said I was going to run down there with Burn and Gurn, but that's cool too.
Okay.
Let's run out of
so let's figure this out here.
I'm last.
All I know is I ran over there.
She's last. You're next to last. Who's in the front? Burn and Gurn?
Sure.
Who's on first?
What's on second?
I don't know
who's on third.
So, we just gotta figure out where we are.
Your mom is on
the you, then me, then you.
Okay.
Done. Alright, and then the two of you are bringing up the rear? Okay.
How wide is the sewer?
Think a normal Manhattan sewer size, so it's about 2.5 feet to crawl down.
So the manhole.
A manhole, basically. It's about that big. But then once you get down there, the pipes are a little bit bigger. You are going to have no problem going into Isabella, but the rest of you are going to be moving.
How tall are they?
It's about 5 feet.
Okay.
So you're going to be moving sort of.
I just had to bend over a little bit because I'm not 5 foot 7 inches tall.
6'8".
5'7".
I'm so tall.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So you guys begin crawling.
Now when we get down there, is it just one way or is there two ways?
There are two choices. You crawl down about 10 feet and it you know, you hit the tunnel goes straight for a good distance. You go, you get a good 100, 200 feet.
No.
Actually,
I think, no.
You
no,
made me cry.
No. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. No.
Yeah, you guys. Can we take a look at the map and see how far away
that
is?
I guess
to
stop crying.
From...
Silver.
Okay, yeah. You guys actually go about. It feels a lot longer because you're crouched over, but you go about 700 or 800 feet out.
He said crouched over.
You're trying. You said you're meaning to say crouched.
It is pretty stinky, and y'all are guards. He's just a pretty. And, I mean, Lita's used just a pretty stinky garage. Bathing daily is not a requirement in the town. So you guys head out there, and as you proceed out, you can actually see a little bit of light trickling down from another opening. And there's a T junction. The tunnel goes to the. It goes to the right and goes to the left.
I'll do a perception check to see if I can see any signs of the way.
Your perception should be pretty high too, isn't it? Maybe you ought to check and see here.
Let's see if I can find a way. 21.
14.
I'm not even looking.
Okay.
You guys point, I'll go, but 19. I'm not looking.
Okay, who rolled the highest? 21? Okay. You think you see some smudges or something. It's really kind of difficult, because even though there's some weak light filtering down there, you know, when you look up, all you see is smoke, really, because the fire is still smoldering pretty badly. And you think they proceed to the left.
And you said, do you say it? I mean,
yeah, I'm so.
Then I book it.
Okay.
I'm thinking that way.
Okay, everyone turns to the left. Sachet, Chante.
To the left.
And it's in the left. So you guys proceed along, and this tunnel actually begins to curve a little bit, and begins to widen, oddly enough. Now, none of you have ever been down in the sewers before, so you have no idea about the construction of them. If someone has knowledge of engineering, then you can make a check just to see if you know anything about sewer construction. Or actually, engineering is even more appropriate.
Well, I got a 21.
Okay.
Either.
With the knowledge, we'll say engineering because I think that's probably more appropriate 21. For a city. There is no reason you can think of that a sewer tunnel would widen.
Maybe the poop gets bigger.
In the middle of the city, I mean, just it doesn't seem to make any sense to you whatsoever.
This is weird, guys.
So you continue walking, and there is, you come across an opening that you can see in the torchlight, like the tunnel opens into some kind of chamber of some kind.
Dude, it's like where the secret meetings are.
Secret meetings.
Wow. Okay, so I go in.
I had a question.
Yeah.
Are we walking in poo?
Yep.
Okay. I was just checking.
Yeah.
I kind of assumed, but
yeah,
I didn't know.
It's not like, you know, nice poured concrete.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures, games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information. Been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.